Good morning. I'm Tony Manus, joined by Gabe Dillard from the Business Journal. Good morning, Gabriel.
Hey, Tony. Good morning.
Hey, we have a local guy who recently stepped down from his position, has found a new gig. What's our first business story this morning?
Yeah, so this is about the Tulare County Economic Development Corporation. They announced last week that they have hired a guy named Nathan Ollie as president and CEO. They're a nonprofit. What they do is they attract, support, and retain businesses. You know, they're the ones who bring in the big fish to the valley, specifically for Tulare County. So if you recognize the name, it's because Ollie was the former president and CEO of the Fresno Chamber of Commerce. He was there for about 5 years before leaving kind of abruptly back in January. So in Tulare, he's going to succeed Paul Saldana, who retired in the fall of last year. And the former Visalia City Manager, Mike Olmos, has been kind of serving in an interim role since Paul stepped down. So they're going to get some, leadership in there. The Visalia specifically has a lot going on. They have a Amazon distribution center that they're just starting to build over there. So Ollie's going to have a lot of work on his plate. He has 9 years of executive level expertise and experience in business development, marketing, technical assistance, job creation. He's also a really nice guy, a big fan of St. Louis sports teams. I think he's a native of St. Louis. actually came to Fresno by way of Ridgecrest in Kern County before he started working here. And so he starts tomorrow. We wish him the best of luck.
Yeah, good luck to Nathan Ollie. Now let's talk about State Assembly member Jim Patterson and his call to the DMV. There's a testing backlog.
Yeah, this is kind of a tough story to hear about. So he wanted to highlight this backlog of students at local truck driving schools who aren't able to take their test to get their license due to the COVID-19 pandemic. They could have a job. You know, a lot of them have these jobs lined up, but they can't, obviously, because they have to wait so long to take their test. One local school has about 355 students. I think they take about a six-week course, and they can only get about 18 appointments with the DMV each week to take that license test. And as a result, Patterson said about 80% of trucking students statewide are currently on unemployment, when they could be out there driving.
Wow.
There's few options. Yeah, there's few options for that. So that, he's trying to get them to clear this backlog and, get these guys out on the road where they belong.
That's some great business news to start this week, Gabe Dillard. I hope you have a decent week, buddy. We're starting March now.
Oh, yeah, Todd, man, where's the time gone?
I know. It's been a year now since we started all this coronavirus pandemic and the lockdowns. Hey, if you want to get more information on these stories that Gabe passed along or all news that is business here in Fresno and the Valley, you can pick up a copy of the Business Journal or check them out online at thebusinessjournal.com.